WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Back here at Warden Fieldhouse, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Let's send it to the PA announcer for our starting lineups.
And now for this evening's starting lineups. First for the visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. The Silver Streaks enter tonight's contest with a record of 17-12, 3-6 in the Western Big Six. Number 5, a 5'4 senior, Maddie Boyer. Number 10, a 5'6 junior, Ty Peachy. Number 12, a 5'9 senior, Sarah Baker. Number 14, a 5'7 junior, Jessica Howard. And number 44, a 5'9 senior, Shelby Pacheco. And now the starting lineup for your Moline Lady Maroons. The Lady Maroons enter tonight's contest with a record of 27-1, 8-1 in the Western Big Six. Number 20, a 5'7 senior, Miranda Giever. Number 22, a 5'9 senior, Amanda Smith. Number 30, a 5'7 senior, Emily Kozlerich. Number 42, a 6-foot senior, Alyssa Decker. And number 54, a 5'11 junior, Markeisha Harris.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Kevin Gogol here at Warden Fieldhouse. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Before we get started, I have to wish my wife a very happy birthday, Monica. Uh-oh. Monica has her birthday today, and, well, since I was here, she went out to eat with her mom and sister. I missed out.
How old is she?
younger than me, and she always will be. Happy birthday, Monica. Love you. See you. Well, I probably won't see you when we get home. You'll probably be asleep by then. Great basketball here tonight. The Moline Maroons, Galesburg Silver Streaks, final regular season game. The Streaks out of their black, trimmed in white and silver. Moline in their home white, trimmed in maroon, and also silver in the center circle for the Streaks. Sarah Baker at 5'9". And stepping in for the Maroons, I am guessing it'll be Markeisha Harris, yeah, at 5'11".
Actually, I think Decker. No, Markeisha Harris.
Yeah, she'll step in there as a very good volleyball player as well. In fact, these two in the center circle had some pretty good battles in volleyball this season. So ready to get things underway. The final regular season game for both teams. Tip is up and won by the Maroons. This is Giever with it. Runs it down the right side. Passes off to Kozlerich. She lays it up and in. And got undercut a little bit, kind of off balance as she went up. And who got called for that foul? I'm not even sure who was there.
Well, we will find out in 1 second as they run over to the scorer's table. But the Streaks got to have to do a better job of cutting off the penetration right there. Just too easy of a shot. And it's tough out of that jump ball set.
Shelby Pacheco picked up the foul, so Kozlerich goes to the free throw line, converts the traditional three-point play. The Maroons up 3-0, just underway. Full court pressure from the Maroons, man-to-man. Ty Peachy on the dribble, working against Giever. Now the pass lost on the baseline, and coming up with it is Smith as the Streaks turn it over. 7:43 to play. Harris on the left baseline, leans in on the block, up off the glass, got it.
Lazy pass right there by Ty Peachy results in 2 points for Markeisha Harris.
Now the Streaks turn it over once again. The inbound bounced right at the feet of Jessica Howard. She couldn't get the handles on it. Goes out of bounds. Streaks turn it over. Just three checking in for the Streaks right now. Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, and Katarina Mangieri staying on the floor will be Ty Peachy and Jessica Howard. 7:33 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 5-0.
Well, without Sadie Hamilton right now, Ty's going to have to match up a little bit more with Markeisha Harris, it looks like.
This is Decker with it on the right baseline now to Kozlerich. Now it goes to Harris on the right block. Kicks out to Kozlerich. She'll fire the three-pointer. Short rebound comes out long to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run. Long down court pass tipped away, but to Jessica Howard able to run it down on the right baseline. Stops, spins, fires a three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes out long, and we're going to have a tie-up between Smith and also Jessica Howard and Megan Young both there. The possession arrow points toward the streak. 7:10 to play first quarter. Galesburg trails 5-0.
Well, right there, Jess has to follow her shot. She follows the shot. She's got an easy rebound.
Katarina Mangieri tries to get it into Jamie Johnson on the right baseline. Knocked away by Decker. Streaks will trigger again, this time from the near sideline in front of the Moline bench.
Well, the passing right now for the Streaks is not very good. They look like they're in a hurry to get rid of the ball, and what's happening is they're not making critical passes.
And it comes to Jamie Johnson, back to Ty Peachy, top of the key on the dribble, stops, picks up, gives to Jamie between the circles. She'll pick up, now to Ty Peachy out high on the right side, back to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Gives to Megan Young out high right side, right wing to Ty Peachy, looking for Jamie on the give and go, can't find her. Now Jessica Howard, top of the key, fires a long three-pointer, got it just inside the volleyball spike line, and the Streaks are on the board, make it 5-3, 6:46 to play. Here in quarter number one, Moline breaks the full-court pressure, two-on-two break. Kozlerich with a nice pass to the left baseline to Harris running the floor. She got it up off the glass and in. She's got four, make it 7-3 Moline.
Well, right, and that last offensive possession before Howard hit the three, there looked like it should have been a foul call on Markeisha Harris. She ran right through Megan Young on the screen.
Katarina Mangieri, right wing, tries to get to Jessica Howard between the circles, knocked away by Harris. Howard able to run it down, gives to Ty Peachy, left of the center circle. Tough matchup for Jessica Howard on the offensive end. She's got Markeisha Harris following around as Ty Peachy drives in. A runner-up from 10 is no good. Rebound to Decker. Long down court pass goes to Giever. She'll pull up with a 15-footer. Can't hit it. Gets her own rebound, though, and hits that shot. They're going to count it. Wow, I'm not so sure about that. I didn't see any contact after the shot because she kind of faded away on it. Who are they going to call the foul on?
It's going to go on Ty.
Ty Peachy. So Ty picks up the foul. Second team foul on the streak. So Giever missed the shot, and that was the problem there. The Streaks didn't get a body on her after the shot. Got her own rebound, put it up and in, and has a chance at the traditional three-point play.
Well, last time these two teams met, the Maroons out-rebounded the Streaks 47-25. The Streaks are going to have a shot at winning this. They cannot lose that rebound battle.
Free throw up and good. Maddie Boyer back in for the Streaks, as is Paige Klink checks in for the first time. Shelby Pacheco back in. Mickey Rodriguez in as well, along with Sarah Baker. Now a foul out near midcourt as Giever caught bumping Paige Klink. First foul in the ball game on the Maroons. 5:54 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 10-3. Sarah Baker to inbound from the near sideline, just at the end of the scorer's table. In it comes to Paige Klink out high right side. She'll run it down in the center circle. Now dribbles right, picks up and looks for help. Now gives to Sarah Baker between the circles. Sarah drives to the right elbow, kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll penetrate, gives to Paige, top of the key, stops, gives to Maddie Boyer left wing. Maddie dribbles right in the paint. A runner is up, blocked, and the rebound comes down to Kozlerich. She'll run it across midcourt and kicks out now to Smith, left of the center circle. Smith, nice pass down on the blocks to Harris, leans in. Shot blocked by Sarah Baker, but on the weak side, it's Decker down with a rebound, and putback is up and in.
Well, right there, somebody's got to box Decker out. That was a great play by Sarah, but somebody's got to help her out.
12-3 Moline, 5:17 to play here in the first quarter. Paige Klink with it out high on the right side to Sarah Baker between the circles. Now gets to Mickey Rodriguez on the left wing. Mickey penetrates, stops, did finally get it to Shelby Pacheco on the left baseline. Back to Mickey, a long three-pointer away, no good. Rebound tipped out by Paige Klink, but the rebound comes down to Smith for Moline, and the outlet pass that Smith had gotten it to Giever. Shelby Pacheco knocked away the outlet, and it goes out of bounds. In for the Streaks, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, and Myra Diggins checks in for the first time for the Streaks this evening.
Moline definitely showing off their athleticism right now on the defensive end. They've really upped the intensity and are forcing the Streaks out of their offensive sets.
Jessica Howard now with a steal for the Streaks as they force a Moline turnover. Ty Peachy with it. She'll bring it across midcourt, right of the center circle. Ty on the dribble, picks up, gives Katarina Mangieri out high left side. Now left wing. Jessica Howard fires a three, bounces short. Rebound comes down to Kozlerich for Moline on the run. Now her outlet pass stolen away by Ty Peachy. Ty in the paint, kicks out to Jess, right wing, fires a long three, short, right on target. That one was a little bit short. And a long rebound, and now an outlet pass. Smith able to run it down on the left side, lays it up off the glass and got it.
Well, right there, if Jess isn't going to follow her shot and get that rebound, she's got to stop that pass from getting through to Amanda Smith.
Now Ty Peachy with a three out high on the right side, can't hit. Rebound Jamie Johnson on the weak side, kicks out to Katarina Mangieri. Now Ty Peachy back to Kat on the left baseline, knocked away. Katarina runs it down, gives to Ty Peachy out high on the left side. 4:03 to play first quarter. Now Jamie Johnson between the circles, right wing, it goes to Katarina Mangieri. Now it's Jessica Howard with it, right baseline to Jamie Johnson. She'll stop and fire the three. Might have been partially blocked by Smith, and the rebound comes down to Giever for Moline. Now Kozlerich across midcourt left side, 14-3 Moline. Kozlerich, top of the key. Swing it right side to Giever. Now right baseline. It goes to Decker. Spins, stops. Nice look to the right side. Wide open as Smith drives in, puts it up off the glass, and got it.
Well, the weak side defense right now for the Streaks has not been very strong. They've been slow on their rotations, and they've been giving up a lot of weak side baskets and rebounds.
16-3 Maroons. Now the ball tipped away from Ty Peachy. Harris comes up with it, gives to Giever. She'll run it down the left side. Layup with the left hand is up and good.
And this Moline team is just faster, just straight faster than the Streak team.
30-second timeout called by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. 3:13 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 18-3. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games tonight. Driving the 2010 Nissan Xterra. This is such a nice vehicle to drive. The original off-road SUV. Also fun to drive on the road. Haven't been off-road with it. This probably wouldn't be a good idea for us to do, but it works fine on the road too. Real rugged looks, but a nice smooth ride. Shift on the fly 4x4. This is really nice as we're in town. A lot of snow. Flip on the 4x4 as you're driving. You can flip it off if you want. Pretty nice. Hill descent control, locking differential. If you got a boat to tow or maybe your trailer, 5,000-pound towing capacity. And check this out. 1.9% financing for 60 months. So test drive one at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Streaks with the basketball. Sarah Baker back in. Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, and also Sarah Nelson in for the Streaks. Now we've got a foul called down on the block against two.
I thought he called it. Yeah, it must be. I guess that was Sarah Nelson.
Yeah.
Because he showed 44 and then he put a zero at the end. So
Sarah Nelson, I don't know if it was a moving pick.
I think it was an illegal screen is what he was calling, just judging by the way he came up from the baseline.
Moline breaks the pressure. This is Brittany Bush, 6 foot junior, in for the Maroons. She lays it up off the glass and got it. And make it 20-3 Moline. Sarah Baker, top of the key, fires a three from straight on. Short, rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Kozlerich. 2-on-1 break. Kozlerich stops, pulls up with a 10-footer off the back iron, no good. And a rebound off the hands of Sarah Baker, and the Maroons will have it on their own right baseline. And we're just seeing not only are the Streaks not necessarily playing that well, but a lot due to the Moline defense. This is just an awfully good basketball team we're seeing.
Well, yeah, and this is a very different game than what we saw at Thiel, because in the first quarter, the Streaks played with them 18-18, and they looked like they were able to come out, but it's almost as if they've upped the defensive intensity.
Sarah Baker with the steal as they tried to get it to Bush on the block, but now Bush steals it right back from Maddie Boyer on the pass, but then she threw it away at midcourt, so the teams exchange turnovers, and the Streaks get it back with 2:23 to play in the quarter. Trailing 20-3, back in for Galesburg, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Myra Diggins, Katerina Mangieri, and Jessica Howard.
Well, Coach Massey said in the pregame show interview that we were going to see a lot more of Myra Diggins. He wants to try to take advantage of her athleticism, and she's in there right now. Looks like she's going to be guarded by Sarah Gradle, one of the departing seniors.
And Gradle at 6 foot and a senior. Katerina Mangieri between the circles, knocked away by Bush, working against Bush, who is 6'1" or 6 foot. Now Ty Peachy drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Katerina Mangieri, left wing. Now back to Ty. And actually, they've got Bush out playing the point on their zone. Now Ty with it, swings it over to Katerina Mangieri. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson fires a three off the back iron. No rebound off the hand of Myra Diggins. And it comes down to Giever for the Maroons. Now gets to Gradle on the block. She lost a handle on it. Jessica Howard comes up with it for the Streaks. Gives way to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run across midcourt. Gives Katerina Mangieri left wing. Back to Ty out high left side. Gets a pick from Jamie Johnson between the circles. Picks up and gives to Jamie. Now to Katerina Mangieri on the left wing. Cat brings it out high left side. Picks up. And now her pass stolen away by Bush. Bush finally runs it down. A runner off the glass from the left side. Put it up with the right hand. Kind of floating to the right. Got it off the glass and good. She's got four. Make it 22-3, Moline.
Well, just a very soft touch, too. She did a nice job getting it high off that glass to take advantage of her angle.
I was watching her in warm-ups a little bit, and she was hitting several out near the three-point arc. She's got a nice touch. Jamie Johnson with a three from the left baseline. It's an air ball. I believe it was partially blocked, but Myra Diggins with the rebound, and I think they're going to call the foul on the rebound, right? She got the foot back up and in, but I think she was...
Yeah, unfortunately, they call it, and realistically, that was one that usually doesn't get called, because what had happened is that Giever had fallen down just to the back side of Diggins, and she ends up back in here. Oh, and they're giving her...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they did give her the basket.
Oh, they did.
Wow. So it's 20-5. They did count the basket. Well, that was some definite continuation there. We'll take that. So Myra Diggins with a chance at the traditional three-point play. Just the Streak's second basket of the ball game. They had a three from Jessica Howard earlier in the quarter.
Myra didn't even think they counted. She was on her way off the floor.
And Myra hits the free throw, converts the three-point play, so make it 22-6, and Sarah Nelson checks back in. Also in is Sarah Baker, Paige Klink, Maddie Boyer, and Nikki Rodriguez. Full court pressure from the Streaks. 109 to play first quarter, 22-6 Moline. Inbound comes to Gradel. Now it's Kozlerich, gives to Bush running the floor. Up and got it. And a foul on Sarah Baker. Reached in as she was flying past Bush. Bush once again with a nice touch. Got it up and in. And she's already got 6 points and a chance to make it 7 right here with 104 to play in the first quarter.
Well, and I thought that Sarah got all ball. I mean, she didn't even barely even touch her anyway, because it was an easy lay-in for Bush. But nonetheless, she gets called for the foul.
First on Sarah, 14 foul on the Streaks. Free throw no good. Sarah Baker with a rebound. Now Paige Klink has it. Less than a minute to play first quarter. Paige gives to Matt Boyer out high right side. She'll penetrate. Gets the shot blocked. The foul called on Sarah. Is it Gradle or Gradel? I don't remember what we decided.
I think it's Gradle. But and it looked like a clean block, too. I think the Streaks got an advantage there, because Gradle will get called for the foul.
So nice. It was a nice move by Maddie. She got around Bush out front, but went into a tall timber, and Gradle, who's 6 foot, but they called the foul on Gradle, so Maddie Boyer at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good. And that actually, you know what, that last foul, rather than Giever, I think that last foul went against Gradle, because that's her second foul, the one on Myra. So she's got two, make it 24-7, Moline, 52.1 to play here in the first quarter. Maddie Boyer at the free throw line, second shot is away, and it's good as well. They get 24-8, full court pressure, and it comes to Giever. Now this is Decker with the back end, gets to Bush across midcourt right side, nearly traveled with it, now gets to Kylie Romeo, a 5'7 sophomore in for the Maroons. Now a steal by Sarah Baker as they try to get it to Decker on the block. Downcourt pass, though, stolen away by Giever. Giever drives into the paint, splits the defenders up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Paige Klink for the Streaks. That was a nice move by Giever. She just wasn't able to finish. 27 seconds to play. And Sarah Baker tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez on the right baseline. Overthrew her. Streaks turned it over with 25.3 to play. Back in, Jamie Johnson, Myra Diggins, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, and Jessica Howard. In for Moline, Markeisha Harris, and Amanda Smith.
Well, the length and athleticism of this Moline team really bothering the Streaks on the offensive end. We've seen a lot of passes go awry because they're trying to throw it by arms or over jumpers. And, you know, they have just played a lot of length on this team as well with Decker and Bush and Gradle and Harris, just a lot of length.
Harris with it, now gets to Giever, 19 seconds to play. This is Smith on the left wing, now gets to Harris, left elbow, left baseline to Decker, back to Smith out high left side, brings it out between the circles, now gives to Harris, high post, leans in and ran. Oh, wow. Foul called on Jamie Johnson as Harris just turned and ran into her. The whistle blew, then she kind of hesitated, threw the shot up and went in. They counted the basket. Foul on Jamie Johnson.
Well, I think the basket should have counted. It definitely looked like she was in the act of going that way. Just the strength of Harris is just amazing because she's able to absorb the contact and still get that one to go in.
Free throw no good. Rebound to Myra Diggins. 8 seconds to play. Ty Peachy on the run with seven. Now with six. Gives Katarina Mangieri left baseline, and she lost the handle on it with 3.8 to play. 26-8, Moline.
That's seven turnovers now in this opening quarter for the Streaks.
Charlene Newman in, 5'4 senior for the Maroons, as she replaces Kylie Romeo. Smith inbounding, and it comes to Harris in midcourt. 3 seconds to play, two. Harris drives all the way down left side. Nobody cut her off. Missed a layup at the buzzer, though. So the Streaks got a little break there. Had an easy wide-open layup there by Harris. We have played one quarter of basketball, all Moline Maroons. It's Moline 26, Galesburg 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois. Tom Meredith there. Gibson, second quarter just underway. Inbound pass knocked away by Sarah Baker. Maroons have it back. Smith inbound from in front of the Moline bench and just threw it away. On the floor for the Streaks, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. Well, the Maroons came out and kind of lit it up from the field, but when you're shooting from point-blank range, you expect them to shoot pretty well.
Yeah, 12 for 17 from the field in that first quarter for Moline. Streaks only 2 of 12. But you're right, they're getting a lot of in-close shots. And again, the big thing is the backside rebounds. The Streaks have got to do a better job of cutting off the weak side rebounds.
Sarah Baker with a runner on the paint, can't hit. Harris down with a rebound, gives to Smith running the floor. Layup with the left hand up and good for Amanda Smith. She's got 6 and make it 28-8. And now a timeout called by Evan Massey on the inbound as Sarah Baker is trying to get it in. And they were in jeopardy of a 5-second call. Jennifer Markley checks in. 30-second timeout for the Streaks. 28-8, Moline, 7:36. And you know, you're right, Eric. You mentioned the length and athleticism of this team. You're just obviously, the Streaks came out and played a pretty good first quarter against them a couple of weeks ago. But Moline looks, I mean, they were good that night. They look even better now.
Well, and the Streaks, and you hate to see this, but they've come out flat.
Yeah.
I mean, the passes aren't crisp. They're not running their system. They're not getting back on defense. They're not doing a good job of boxing out. And these are all the little things, but they add up to coming out flat and not getting yourself in the position to be successful in this game.
Shelby Pacheco gives to Jennifer Markley. Now Ty Peachy between the circles. Ty looks over the defense on the dribble. working against Giever. Dribbles right into the paint. Stopped. Traveled. No call. Got it to Maddie Boyer on the right wing. Maddie now penetrates. And a foul is going to be called on who is it? Decker?
Decker, I believe. Yeah.
Alyssa Decker. That's her first 14 foul on the Maroons. And, yeah, Ty made a nice move into the paint. But when she stopped to try to decide whether to shoot or make the pass, she looked like she kind of switched the pivot.
Yeah, she definitely took one extra step when she came to a stop.
Hey, if you can get away with it, it didn't break the rules, right?
Right.
Inbound pass.
It's only a violation if they call it.
There you go. This is Kozlarich with it. Now gives right of the center circle to Giever. Left wing goes to Smith. She'll drive baseline. Reverse layup off the glass. High off the glass. Nice move by Amanda Smith. She's got eight and make it 30-8 Maroons. Now Ty Peachy runs it down the right side of the lane. Up. Can't hit, but a foul on Decker. And Decker probably would have been okay. She brought the arm down, and as she did that, she caught Ty with a body, knocked her to the floor. So Ty Peachy goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, it was a clean block until she got her with the body. You know, Tom, one of the things I find discouraging right now at this point, right there, Smith caught the ball wide open on the weak side of the floor and was able to drive all the way around to the other side of the basket and get that layup in. You know, it just seems like that the Streaks are just kind of resigned to the fact that this is going to be a tough game and they're not going to be able to stop them. You'd like to see them at least cut that off.
Ty missed both free throws. Actually, the first misses from the line by the Streaks tonight. 30-8 Moline, 6:55 to play first half. And now a steal by Megan Young. Smith got hurt as she stopped. Streak fans wanted to travel, and Smith went to the floor. Must have twisted an ankle as Megan Young had the layup blocked. And now
they're going to say it went off Megan, and they're going to give it back to the Maroons.
So Smith comes out, checking in as back in Kylie Romeo. And Moline will bring the length of the court, Kozlarich to inbound. And it comes to Brittany Bush back in, 6 foot junior. She replaced Decker. This is Kozlarich on the dribble across midcourt left side. Kozlarich stops on the left wing, kicks out high to Romeo. Now out high, right side, goes to Giever at the free throw line. This is Harris, goes to the left baseline. Kozlarich, she'll fire the three-pointer. Long rebound comes down to Bush on the weak side. 10-footer is up and good by Brittany Bush.
You know, I was just going to say that the defensive rotation looked a lot better that time until nobody boxed out Bush.
Now a nice look from Ty Peachy. Wide open under the basket to Megan Young. Megan gets it up off the glass and in. That's her first basket. First basket of the second quarter for the Streaks. Make it 32-10, 6:12 to play. Nice look from Harris to Kozlarich running the floor. Looked like she just kind of threw that one up there with the right hand. It went in. Now a steal by Bush. Goes to Giever on the left baseline. Nice shovel pass inside to Harris. In and out, no good. Harris tips it up and in, though, on the second try. She's got eight. And make it 36-10 Maroons with 5:50 to play here in the first quarter.
Again, somebody's got to get on the board. Somebody has to put a body into Harris. Harris, Decker, and Bush have just killed the Streaks on the rebounds. They've done a nice job being active underneath, but the Streaks have to get somebody in between them and at least try to get an over-the-back call.
Now the ball kicked away. They're going to say it went off Ty Peachy.
It did. Ty mishandled the ball, and then it went off her foot and out of bounds.
Back in for the Streaks, Sarah Baker, Paige Klink, Maddie Boyer, Nikki Rodriguez, and Shelby Pacheco. 5:36 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 36-10. In for the Maroons, checking back in, Sarah Gradle. And also back in, Kylie Romeo as well. And it comes to Romeo on the full court pressure, trapped up by Pacheco and Boyer. Finally gets it to, just threw an elbow at Mickey Rodriguez. No call. Now it's a three-on-one break. Bush with the alley-oop puts it up off the glass and in. And Brittany Bush with 10 points and make it 38-10. Moline.
Well, right there, Mickey got an elbow thrown at her, but if she would have stepped in front of Harris in the first place, she would have been able to get a steal because of a good trap set by the Streaks. Unfortunately, Mickey was playing the backside of Harris, so she allowed Harris to get that ball, and then after Harris got it, she gave her a little shove with the elbow.
Maddie Boyer out high right side on the dribble, goes down to the right block, got it shot blocked by Harris. And that's one of those you got to draw the defender. You're going to have to kick out. You're not against this team. You're not going to get those shots off.
Granted,
we have gotten a couple foul calls, but when it's done properly like that.
Well, and the other thing to be cognizant of, if you're Maddie Boyer right there, is a shot fake. You shot fake, yeah. I guarantee Harris is going into the rafters, and you can get underneath her and draw the foul.
Inbound comes out long to Paige Klink out near midcourt. Paige on the dribble gives to Sarah Baker at top of the key. Sarah dribbles right, goes down the right side of the lane, tried to get to Mickey Rodriguez, but Mickey was out on the wing. The pass went to the baseline and out of bounds.
11 turnovers now for the Streaks. 4-4. And a lot on bad passes, Tom.
Yeah, that's really what it's been. There has been some with the defense, but a lot of them really streaks, just not throwing good passes. Long downfield pass. If because Large would have been paying attention, might have burned the streaks, but Harris threw that one away. Streaks will have it back down on their own baseline with 4:48 to play as Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins, Jamie Johnson, and Katarina Mangieri check in.
Well, the streaks benefited right there because you're right, because Large had cut across to the near side of the floor and just had not brought her eyes back to the basketball. And the inbounder had thought that she was looking at her, so when she lobbed it over the top, she thought she was going to get an easy layup.
Kateria Mangieri to inbound, and it comes to Jamie Johnson, nearly tied up by Bush. Now gets to Ty Peachy, now left wing. It goes to Kateria Mangieri, and she double dribbled. Then, you know, Kat thought about that three, but she had Markeisha Harris close out on her at 5'11", and made her think twice, and she double dribbled.
Well, and Markeisha plays a lot taller than 5'11", yeah, too, because she jumps so well. And that was a good thought right there by Kat, but what she needed to do was throw a pump fake and go by her.
Now this is because Large gets to Bush on the baseline. Another five-footer up off the glass and in.
Bush just living in there right now.
She's got 12 and make it 40-10. Moline, now a warning on Moline as they tipped the ball after it went through the basket. So if they do it again, it'll be a technical.
Well, and you know, last game, Brittany Bush was injured against the streak. So we didn't even have to face her. And
wow.
She's making a difference in this one, 12 points already.
And another one that'll be back next year. You have both her and Markeisha Harris back for
it. I'm just trying not to think about it.
Nice backdoor pass to Jamie Johnson for Ty Peachy. Jamie lays it up off the glass and got it. That's her first basket, second basket of the quarter for the Streaks, 40-12, 4:13 to play in the half. Two-on-one break. This is Gridel on the left wing. Kicks out to Kuzlarts, top of the key. Nice look to the right baseline to Romeo. 15-footer is up and good. Now a foul on the rebound is going to go, I believe, against Moline.
Yeah, but they're going to count the basket on by Romeo.
So Romeo gets the two, but the foul on Brittany Bush as she pushed off as the Streaks were blocking out. And we'll walk it back the other way as who's going to go to the free throw line? Is it a one and bonus?
Apparently. Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay, yeah, there it is. I can see it now. If I get my head at the right angle, I'll see it up on that other scoreboard.
So Ty Peachy goes to the free throw line. Brittany Bush with the foul. Ty Peachy at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Ty 0 for 2 from the line. 4:04 to play first half. Streaks trail 42-12.
This just looks like a different Moline team, too. They seem to be playing a lot harder than the first time we saw this team.
First shot for Ty is up, and it is good. We saw a very good team Saturday in New Trier, a pretty athletic team, but boy, their athleticism pales in comparison to this Moline team.
I don't know. I'd like to see these two teams go off because that sophomore, I her name escapes me at this moment, but the 6'1" point guard sophomore, I would love to see her go against
Maggie Lyon.
Lyon, that's right. I'd love to see her bringing the ball up against this press with Decker or Bush at the top.
Right wing, because Larch with a three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes out long, run down by Megan Young. Great hustle by Megan. Wow, they're going to call a foul on because Larch on that. Both of them were diving after the loose ball. And
you knew that was coming because Larch landed on her. They were going to call something. Actually, they're calling the foul on Megan Young.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Well, that's impossible.
Megan Young gets the rebound, and then they call the foul on her.
She had the position to get the ball. I mean, I thought a travel, if anything.
Yeah. No, wow. They don't need any more help.
No, exactly. Now a pass from Harris to Bush on the block. Bush can't get the shot to fall, but a foul is going to be called. Who's this going to go against?
Well, this is going to go against Maddie. Everybody had gotten beat, and so Maddie just grabbed the arm of Bush on her way up.
So Bush goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 12 points in the game, 42-14.
Well, we found somewhere where she can't hit shots. I suppose that she's perfect from the field. She's now 0-2 from the free throw line.
Checking back in for the Maroons, Alyssa Decker. She'll replace Gridel with 3:47 to play in the first half. 42-14 has been all Moline thus far.
Well, you know, and the unfortunate, going back to that play with Megan Young, you know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, she busted her butt to get there.
Yeah.
And then she gets called for the foul, even though she did everything, in my opinion, right. She got position. She went down to the ground. She didn't push off.
Yeah, and the only contact was because Lawrence landing on top of her. So, pass knocked away on the sideline. Streaks will have it back. Sarah Baker, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Megan Young in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sarah inbounds to Shelby Pacheco out high on the left side.
Gets to Megan Young, left baseline. She'll fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Harris for Moline. Harris long down court pass to Kozlarich, and she just lost the handle on it, went out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court, and they'll bring in Jamie Johnson, Katerina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, and also Myra Diggins.
Definitely seeing a lot more of Myra Diggins in this game, which might be a precursor of what we'll see in the regional.
This is Myra, left wing, top of the key, Jamie Johnson. She'll fire a long three, bounces off, no good. Rebound, Myra puts good. It up off the glass, can't hit, nearly got the second rebound. Boy, she had to get up over some long outstretched arms of Alyssa Decker. Nice job by Myra on the offensive glass. Now left wing, Giever fires a three, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy for the Streaks. Ty on the dribble, trapped up, now dribbles out of trouble. 3 minutes to play, first half, 43-14 Moline. Right wing, Jessica Howard on the dribble, gives to Jamie Johnson between out high left side to Ty Peachy. Now it's Katerina Mangieri, top of the key. Back to Ty out high left side. Now it's Ty on the dribble, brings it to the right wing, goes baseline. Now swings it over to Katerina Mangieri, left wing, fires a three and got it. Now that was a nice play. Ty Peachy drew the defenders under the basket, found Katerina Mangieri wide open on the left wing for the three.
Yeah, very nice job drawing the defense and getting that one out in the open.
43-17 Moline, top of the key, Kozlarich. She'll dribble right, stop, pulls up with a 14-footer and got it. Kozlarich was 7, make it 45-17 Maroons. Now Ty Peachy tried to get to Jessica Howard on the right wing, overthrew her, and the Streaks turned it over at 2:18 to play as Paige Klink, Mickey Rodriguez, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker check back in for Galesburg. Back in for Moline, Amanda Smith, who was shaken up a little bit earlier back in. She replaces Bush. Also Romeo back in for the Maroons. 2:18 to play, first half, 45-18 Moline. Full court pressure, and it comes to Smith. Now this is Kozlarich with it. Now her pass stolen away by Sarah Baker. Now Nikki Rodriguez with it. Stops, gives to Sarah. Right wing, she'll fire the three off the mark. Rebound comes out long off the hands of Paige Klink. And the Maroons will bring it the length of the floor. 2:08 to play first half. Streaks trail 45-17. Kozlarich to inbound. And it comes to Decker, right back to Kozlarich, working against Shelby Pacheco. Now gives to Romeo, cross midcourt to Decker. Decker left baseline to Smith, drives in. Nice pass to the right baseline to Giever. She lays it up off the glass and in.
We talked about how well Nutrier moved the ball.
They're
looking pretty good right now, too.
Now a steal by Kozlarich. She has one person to beat, got past Sarah Baker, laid it up and in. She's got 9, make it 49-17 Maroons. Nice look from Maddie Boyer to Shelby Pacheco on the block on the right side. Shelby gets it up off the glass and in. That's her first basket. They get 49-19, 1:34 to play in the half. 2-on-2 break. This is Romeo, runs it all the way down the right side.
Somebody's got to step in front right there. Take a charge.
Romeo laid it up and in. They get 51-19, 1:22 to play first half. Maddie Boyer, top of the key with it. Right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Now top of the key goes to Sarah Baker. Sarah dribbles right down the right side lane. Nice look to Shelby Pacheco on the left block, up off the glass and got it. Nice job, drew the defender, made the pass, and got the easy two, 51-21. Long down court pass to Smith out high on the right side. Finds Decker wide open running the left side of the floor. Got it up off the glass and in.
Again, nobody getting over and playing defense there. They got to get back. Once that ball comes over the top, everyone's got to sprint back.
50 seconds to play in the half. Streaks trail 53-21. Paige Klink out high on the right side on the dribble. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez between the circles. She'll stop and fire the 24-footer off the back iron. No rebound off the hands of Shelby Pacheco. Giever runs it down. 3-on-1 break. Giever. Nice pass to the left side to Romeo, but it's knocked away by Sarah Baker. Sarah stepped on the end line, though. And the Maroons will have it on their own left baseline with 33.7 to play. Back in for Galesburg. Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Katerina Mangieri. Back in for Moline, Charlene Newman replacing Emily Kozlarich. 33.7 seconds to play in the half, 53-21 Moline. Newman inbound. In the paint it comes to Giever. Runner is up and no good. Rebound down to Jamie Johnson. Now to Jessica Howard, right wing, stops, picks up, gives to Ty, running the floor right side, up off the glass and got it.
Good take right there.
Tie with 4, make it 53-23. Full court pressure, 19 seconds to play. 3-on-2 break. Nice look underneath on the left side. Goes to Newman, can't hit the shot. Rebound down to Smith. Smith turns in the paint, puts it up, can't hit. Markeisha Harris with the rebound, puts it up, bounces up and through. 8 for Harris, 55-23. Nice pass to Myra Diggins running the floor. Layup off the buzzer on the left side, off the rim, no.
We have played one half of basketball. It's been all Moline Maroons. At the half, your score, Moline 55, Galesburg 23. We'll come back and talk about this one, run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash-building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable, guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois, we're at halftime. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Moline Maroons 55-23. Tom Aridoff along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along. Our halftime show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Well, that was not the best half of basketball we've seen from the Galesburg Silver Streaks this season. But, you know, a big chunk of that is you got to give a lot of credit to this Moline team. Obviously a very talented team. But like you said, though, earlier, the Streaks really did come out flat. And if you want to have any chance of even being in the game at all against a team this good, you cannot come out flat. You really got to be ready to play.
Yeah, you've got to come out firing on all cylinders. And the Streaks came out flat. They just looked like they weren't ready for the defensive intensity, and then they've just been slow. And, you know, part of that has to be accredited to this Moline team. It's senior night. They came out with a lot of passion, and they've really pushed it, and they're making it just look like a typical Moline game here, and the Streaks just did not come off the bus ready for this.
55-23 our halftime score. The Maroons led 26-8 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Galesburg 29-15 in that second quarter. So the Streaks did get a little more offense going in that second quarter. However, they it's just not enough at this point. And along with the offense, you got to have some defense. And Moline just really getting too many easy shots against the Streaks. But once again, credit their length, their athleticism. They've got, you know, everybody out there can run the floor for them. And like you said, it would be an interesting matchup to see this Moline team face that New Trier team, because you got the 6'1 guard for New Trier, just a sophomore in Maggie Lyon. But you've got out on the point of their half-court defense, you've got either Markeisha Harris, who's a very quick 5'11", and like you said, plays taller. She's got long arms. And you've also got Bush out there sometimes at 6 or 6'1". So that would be an interesting matchup between those two teams. But just a tough matchup here tonight for the Streaks thus far. We're at halftime. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Bree Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Bree loves sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Attorney Molly Palmer of Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham discusses the importance of estate planning.
It's good for children with elderly parents to encourage their parents to address those issues. That's really one of the kindest things parents can do for their children. Don't get in a situation where mom is no longer competent, and so two sisters are both in a guardianship matter asking the court, no, I should be appointed, no, I should be appointed. Have a plan ready to go. That's the simplest thing you can do for your children.
Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
I can't say that. Out of collision.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, we're at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. 55-23 is our halftime score. The Moline Maroons lead the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg sophomores came out with a big win tonight. They defeated Moline 66-65 to end their season. This, of course, a final regular season game for both these teams here tonight. Streaks will be in action next Tuesday night as they host their own regional at John Field Gym. They will take on the Geneseo Maple Leafs, and that'll be it's scheduled for 8 o'clock, so about 7:40 for the pregame coming up next Tuesday night. It'll be the second game of the night. At 6 o'clock, Sterling will take on the winner of Monday night's game between Rock Island and Dixon. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll play host to the Panthers of United Township at John Field Gym. 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 for the tip, with Mike Perry and Jim Lee, and you can hear that action right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all street road games. Check out the 2010 Nissan Xterra. That's what we're driving tonight. This is such a nice vehicle. It's a rugged SUV that, it's also great on the road as well. Nice smooth ride. Shift on the fly, 4x4. It's got a locking differential, hill descent control, 5,000-pound towing capacity. That is pretty impressive. You've got a boat or your wave runners or whatever you might want to haul, your trailer when you're traveling in the summer. Check out the 2010 Nissan Xterra, 1.9% financing for 60 months. Test drive one tomorrow at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. It's just off the square in downtown Galesburg. We're at halftime. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk more. This one, our halftime show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With the Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service at 929 North Henderson Street, where they're collecting non-perishable items for a local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, cloudy skies, low around 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of snow, high of 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy, slight chance of snow, low of 18. And Saturday, cloudy with a 30% chance of snow in the afternoon, high of 29 and a low around 18. Currently, it is 18 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Back at Warden Field House, Moline, Illinois, Street Trail 5523. We're at halftime. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Scoring-wise, Galesburg Silver Streaks. A couple of players with 4 points. Shelby Pacheco, also Ty Peachy. 3 for Jessica Howard. 2 for Maddie Boyer on a couple of free throws. 2 points for Jamie Johnson. 3 for Katarina Manjuri. 2 for Megan Young. 3 for Myra Diggins on a traditional three-point play. The one thing the Streaks did well, they were 5 for 7 from line in the first half. For Moline, they were led by Brittany Bush with 13 points off the bench. 10 for Markeisha Harris. 9 for Emily Kozlarich. Kozlarich, I guess, is how the PA guy said it. 4 for Alyssa Decker. 7 for Miranda Gieber. 8 for Amanda Smith. 4 for Kylie Romeo.
Well, the shooting was the story in that first half. The Streak shot just 29% from the field. They're 6 of 13 inside the arc, 2 of 15 from distance. That's good for only 13%. Remember, they shoot for 30%. And then you look at the rebounding numbers. 23 to 10, the Streaks were out rebounded. 6 to 3 on the offensive end. Turnovers, 13 to 10 in favor of the Maroons. But you look at the Maroons shooting, 26 to 36 from inside the arc, over 3 from distance. That's good for 67% on the from the field. So, you know, when a team's shooting 67% against you and out-rebounding you by double, definitely doesn't add up well for your squad. And a lot of those, if we could show you a shot chart, would be from about 5-6 feet in on the makes. So,
well, we're just about ready to start the second half. Streaks bring out Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, Katarina Manjuri, and Jennifer Markley. 55-23, Streaks trail. And Galesburg will have to have the basketball to start the second half. Moline comes out the same way they started the game. Harris, Giever, Smith, Decker, and Kozlarich. This is Ty Peachy. Drives in. Kicks out to Katarina Manjuri. Left wing. Three-pointer away. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Ty Peachy. Tried to kick out to Jennifer Markley. Knocked away by Harris. By the way, Will Stevens and I have discussed off the air doing a tour of concession stands, and this would be a good one high on the list. Will should wish he was here tonight. They've got not only the Happy Joe's Pizza, Stashu's Brats, they've got Chick-fil-A sandwiches as well.
Nutrient have been pretty good,
now,
too.
Now, see, there you go. I was going to tell him that.
Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's, man.
It's a concession stand. You don't see that often.
Not at all. Now a steal by Giever, runs it down the right side, lays it up off the glass, and got it. Miranda Giever with 9 now and make it 57-23 Moline. Jennifer Markley between the circles. Fouled by Harris. No call. Harris with the steal. Runs it down right side. Lays it up and got it.
I think Harris needs to do a plyo program in the offseason. I want to see her dunking next year.
You know what? I watched her play volleyball. She's got some pretty good ups. And if she did the plyo program, she might be able to. Now Katarina Manjuri, the nice drive shot, partially blocked. Myra down with the rebound. Put it up. Couldn't hit. Now Smith has it. Runs it down the other way. Left side. Stopped with a five-footer up off the glass and got it. 10 for Smith. Make it 61-23 Moline. Now Harris with a steal on the inbound. And she puts it up and in.
I can't even keep track. They're moving so fast now.
Harris now with 14 on the game and make it 63-23. Ty Peachy tried to get to Myra down on the right block. Knocked away. Streaks will have it on the left baseline as Sarah Baker, Sarah Nelson, Maddie Boyer, Paige Klink check in. Emma Junk in for the first time for the Streaks tonight.
We've seen some interesting lineup combinations already, too.
Emma, just a freshman at 5'9". This is Paige Klink out between the circles. Picks up her dribble, gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. She'll stop and fire the three off the back iron. No, runs down her own rebound on the sideline. On the left side, now gets out high left side to Maddie Boyer. Maddie on the dribble between the circles, kicks out to Paige Klink, right of the center circle. 6.5 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 63-23.
Well, Paige Kling just learned a little bit of a lesson there. You can't pick up your dribble with this defense out there.
Now Paige fires a three, top of the key, can't hit. Decker down with a rebound, gives to Kozlowicz. Now it's Harris running the floor left side, laid up off the glass. No. Rebound off the hands of Emma Junk. Now run out near midcourt, saved in by Smith.
That should be streak ball right there.
Yeah, that should be over and back because Streaks never had control of it, and it was tipped into the backcourt by Moline, so Galesburg does get it back with 6:05 to play in the quarter. Back in for the Streaks. Shelby Pacheco, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, and also Jessica Lieber in for the first time for the Streaks tonight.
I was wondering if they're going to call that there. It was pretty blatant from our perspective.
Jamie Johnson with it, runs down the left side of the lane, kicks off to Megan Young, left wing, goes to the free throw line, gets to Shelby, top of the key, left wing, Jamie Johnson, working against Decker, drives into the paint, stops, hands off to Shelby Pacheco, Shelby fakes up off the glass, can't hit, gets it back up off the glass, and good.
She did a good job right there. At first it looked like she was going to try to outfake Markeisha Harris, but Markeisha had pretty much just conceded that she was going to give up the basket because she didn't want to commit the foul.
So Shelby was 6, 5:45 to play third quarter, 63-25. Back in for Moline, Gradle, and Brittany Bush in as Decker and Harris go to the bench. Long down court pass knocked away by Jamie Johnson, but then went off the hand of Kozlowicz, so the Streaks get it back on probably an ill-advised pass from Smith.
Well, she had her. It was just that it was a bad pass. If she put a little bit more behind it, she would probably got it, but she doesn't seem to have the arm that some of their other inbounders have. It seems like Markeisha Harris can make that pass.
Mickey Rodriguez, 3 from the left wing. Good! So Mickey with her first basket of the ball game and make it 63-28. 5.5 to play third quarter. Full court pressure. Smith gets it across to Romeo, who's in for the Maroons. Romeo swings it left baseline to Gradle. 10-footer up, no good, but she's pushed by, I believe it was Jamie Johnson, that's going to get the foul.
So do you think during regionals that they'll be doing the Threediculous promotion because it's supposed to be a neutral site?
Hey, it's still a home game as far as McDonald's is concerned, I would think. I don't know. I sure hope so.
Well, I'm just wondering if they'll be putting the cheeseburger on the wall or if we'll get a technical for that, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Maybe they can put it somewhere, just have the students hold it up or something.
Yeah.
Foul one against Jamie Johnson. Sarah Gradle at the free throw line. First one is up and no good. Back in for Galesburg, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker. 5:18 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trail 63-28.
Well, right now, your modus operandi, if you're the Streaks, is just to play hard and check out some different combinations here.
Rebound came out long. Smith ran it down. Got trapped in the corner by Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker had to throw it off the leg of Ty Peachy, so the Maroons will have it back on their own right baseline. Smith will inbound.
That's 6 rebounds now for Amanda Smith.
Nice look on the inbound to Gradle, and she made a nice move in the paint. Up off the glass, can't hit it. And now a foul on the rebound on whom? Oh, wow. They called a foul on Romeo, and I don't know if she fouled on the rebound, but by the time the whistle blew, she was ready to go up with a shot, so I'm not sure where that foul came in.
I think Romeo. She pushed in the back on the rebound. A good position by Sarah Baker, I believe it was, and Romeo just came and gave her a little shove to get that board.
Maddie Boyer, top of the key, fakes a three, runner in the paint, up, no good. Rebound comes down to Myra Diggins. She has it knocked away. Oh, Smith jumped in. Yeah, she jumped in from out of bounds to grab the loose ball. But so the Streaks are going to get it back on the left baseline.
These officials are a little slow on the uptake. They're making the calls well after the actual infractions happen.
Now the inbound pass knocked away by Bush. So Ty Peachell inbound from the left sideline at the end of the Streaks bench. And it comes to Sarah Baker out high left side. Sarah on the left wing, penetrates, stops, looks for some help as she got trapped there. Now gets to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Ty runs down the right side of the lane, now kicks out to Sarah Baker. She'll stop and fire the three out high left side, way short. Rebound comes down to Kozlowicz. Now a long down court pass, knocked away by Sarah Baker, but wow, Gradle got it back somehow, handed off to Bush. She missed the shot, now got her own rebound, missed again, and a rebound to Sarah Baker. So after Bush, I think, went the first half with maybe only missing one, missed a couple there. Now Maddie Boyer, left wing, fires a three, short. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Top of the key, Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes down to Smith for Moline. Smith on the run, right side, crosses over, right down the right side of the lane. Nobody cut her off. Laid it up and in. She's got 12, and they get 65-28. Right wing, Jessica Howard steps back, fires a three, and got that one.
Good job by Jess right there. Nice little step back move to get herself in position.
That is a tough shot. I mean, from out there, it's not so hard, fairly close to the basket, but when you're out that far doing that step back, and what
what's going on with the streaks? We've got only three people playing defense.
This must be something that Coach Massey's trying to get some easy baskets. I'm not exactly sure. He's almost conceding the bucket so that he can get wide open looks.
So Bush hit the basket. But what happened? Maddie Boyer and Jessica Howard stayed down on the offensive end, one on each wing. Now a nice downcourt pass to Myra Diggins. Her shot was blocked by Bush. And the Streaks will have it back. They got a smile from Myra. She's in there at, only about maybe 5'7 or so for Myra. And Bush came in there at 6'1 and swatted that away. I don't know.
Coach Massey's not behind the times by any means. He definitely pushes the bill, and that was one of the more interesting looks I've seen.
Back in for the Streaks, Sarah Nelson, Jennifer Markley, Paige Klink, Katarina Mangieri, Emma Junk. Inbound came to Emma, couldn't hit the shot. It got knocked out of bounds. Those Streaks get it back, and it'll be Sarah Nelson inbound for the right baseline. To Jennifer Markley, right wing between the circles to Paige Klink. Paige dribbles right. 3:17 to play third quarter. Now Jennifer Markley between the circles. Now to Paige Klink, right at the center circle with 3:12 to play. 67-31, the Moline lead. Paige dribbles left, gets a pick. Now gets another pick from Jennifer Markley, gives to Katarina Mangieri, right wing, back to Paige. Now Jennifer Markley between the circles. Jennifer dribbles right, gives to Paige Klink out high right side to Katarina Mangieri on the right wing. Now to Jennifer Markley between the circles. Now out high left side to Paige Klink. Paige dribbles left, cut off, gives to Sarah Nelson. Three-pointer, left baseline, short. Rebound comes out long to Bush for Moline. Outlet to Giever. Giever gets it across midcourt left side. Pass knocked away by Sarah Nelson, and it's going to go, I thought it went off Harris last. They're going to say it went off Sarah Nelson last. Back in for Galesburg, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, Megan Young, Nikki Rodriguez, and Jessica Lever with 2:39 to play in the quarter.
Now, the Streaks didn't try that this time.
I
don't know. We're going to have to ask Coach about that. I don't know if he was trying to concede the two in order to get a wide open three. I'm not exactly sure.
2:39 to play. Inbound goes to Bush. Now stolen away by Sarah Baker. Sarah with the basketball across midcourt left side. Gives to Megan Young. Megan stops. Back to Sarah. Top of the key, Jessica Lever. She'll fire the three off the back iron. No. Rebound comes out long, and it's knocked out of bounds. I think it went off Jessica. Or no. Thought it went off Jessica Lever last. They're going to say it went off Decker last. And the Streaks will have it in front of their own bench with 2:25 to play. Jessica Lever with it, into the paint, knocked away, gets it back, gets to Sarah Baker, fires a three out high left side, bounces off, no, Shelby Pacheco with a rebound, leans in, shot blocked, got it back, put it up off the glass and got it.
I think she may have gotten away with a little bit of a push there.
Yeah, kind of leaned in and gave herself some space. That's 8 for Sarah. Now this is Giever running it down left side, lay it up, bothered by Sarah Baker, couldn't hit the shot. Now it's Romeo with it. She can't hit the shot. Rebound's going to go off of Grado last, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 1:58 to play. Back in, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, Maddie Boyer, and Jessica Howard for Galesburg.
Well, Sarah Baker was playing some good defense right there, and unfortunately nobody else got back there in position to get the ball after she had attempted to swat the rebound out a couple times.
Ty Peachy with it out between the circles on the dribble. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Jessica Howard, now picks up, looks for help. And it's knocked away and stolen by Smith. Smith behind the back dribble, left side, gives to Giever, right back to Smith, laid up, got it, and won. Jamie Johnson called for the foul. That was nice ball movement there between Smith and Giever. Smith gets it up and in, and won. She's got 14 on the game, make it 69-33, 1:42 to play in the third quarter.
She scored four against the Streaks last time.
Amanda Smith, a 5'9 senior.
So having herself a senior night.
Yes, she is. Free throws up and good. 15 points for Amanda Smith. 70-33 Moline. Ty gets to Maddie Boyer. Left. Last line.
Well, the Streaks need to start pump faking right now. They're obviously, Moline's trying to get the highlight block every single time the Streaks try to shoot from the outside. Somebody's got to give a pump fake and get that shot off with a little side dribble.
Inbound comes to Ty Peachy. Nice, so tried to get it to Myra Diggins on the right block. Pass was a little bit short, but Ty gets it back. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by Decker. And the Streaks will get it back on the far sideline. 1:29 to play third quarter. Back in for Moline, Newman, and Gradle.
You got to love fans groaning about calls when you're up by 37.
Oh, wow.
That's the point of the game where you just bite your tongue and,
yeah,
you know, if there's bad calls, yeah, you're up by 30.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team welcomes United Township to Thiel Gymnasium for a Western Big Six clash tomorrow night. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, we apologize for losing it momentarily there. 25.7 seconds to play third quarter. Streaks trail 72-33. Back in for Galesburg. Jennifer Markley, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Nelson, Emma Junk, and Paige Kling. 72-33, Streaks trail. This is Giever. Now Smith with it. Goes down to the left baseline to Gradle. Now back out near midcourt to Giever. Right wing, this is Newman. She'll fire a three-pointer short. And the rebound comes down to Gradle. They're going to say Gradle went over the back on the rebound. Nice job by Emma Junk blocking out that time. Gradle gets called for the foul. And still the Moline fans groaning about that one.
Yeah. And
and that was a pretty obvious one.
Yeah, I'm sure it was more of their desire to try to get near 100 as it's 72-33. They know that they want to be around 75 by the end of this quarter.
Jennifer Markley between the circles, picks up her dribble, gives out high left side to Paige Klink. 5 seconds to play. Paige's pass is knocked away, goes out of bounds. 2.5 to play. Streaks will have it. Have time to hopefully get off a good shot here. 2.5 to play in the quarter, 72-33 Moline.
This was one of the first rotations this year we've seen without Mickey Rodriguez or Jess Howard.
Three-pointer, top of the key from Sarah Nelson, up and no good, and that is all for the first three quarters. All Moline. Maroons lead the Galesburg Silver Streak 72-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and com.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Live coverage of Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
I'm Will Stevenson. The Monmouth-Roseville School District's Deficit Reduction Committee is preparing to make a recommendation on budget cuts. Find out more and get links at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter just underway from Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Moline with the basketball, and Charlene Newman traveled with it.
And she did not agree.
She's bound and determined she's going to get a shot in there tonight. She's one of the seniors for the Maroons. 72-33, Streaks trail. On the floor for Galesburg, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, and Shelby Pacheco, and a reach foul called on Markeisha Harris. That's her first foul in the ball game, and now the fourth team foul on Moline here in the second half. Jessica Lieber on the dribble all the way down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Decker. Decker comes down with a rebound. Well, that was a good defensive play.
Yeah, and I guarantee Jessica Lieber doesn't see girls that big in the sophomore games very often.
Or that athletic. Now Harris drives in. Nice look underneath to Bush. They've got all three of their bigs in there now. And Shelby Pacheco fights for the rebound, goes to the ground, but the ball is slapped away. And Decker runs it down out near midcourt. Gives to Harris between the circles. Bumped by Shelby Pacheco. And Shelby's going to pick up her second foul of the ball game, and that'll be the fourth team foul now on the Streaks. With 7:21 to play in the ball game, Streaks trail 72-33.
Kind of surprised to see Harris out there right now and Decker and Bush. But I would guarantee they're not long for the game. Coach Ford also has Kylie Romeo and Charlie Newman playing the guard. So,
And it comes to Bush, and it's knocked away, actually, by Ty Peachy. So Moline will inbound once again from the far sideline.
Could you imagine having those three players to be able to put in there at the same time? This zone defense is just treacherous with being able to put them in there with their athleticism.
Nice running hook in the paint by Bush is no good, but Harris down with a rebound, puts it back up and in. You know, and it's rare that nice long down course pass from Ty Peachy to Myra Diggins. Shot blocked by Decker. This is Romeo with it, right baseline to Newman, puts up a 17-footer. It's an air ball. The rebound comes down to Jennifer Markley, gives way to Ty Peachy. Also, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard in. Nice look to Myra once again, running the floor left side. Nice look from Ty Peachy. Myra puts it up and in.
Myra's trying hard in there.
Yes, she is.
She's now 2 for 7 from the field, and I would guess that 4 of those shots have been blocked.
On the blocks, this is Bush in the paint. Kicks out to Newman. Three-pointer from the right wing. No good. Rebound comes down to Harris on the left side. Puts it up off the glass and got it.
Well, Newman continues to try to get that.
This is Ty Peachy. Kicks out to Jennifer Markley. Top of the key. Left wing to Katarina Mangieri. Dribbles right. Gets to Ty Peachy out between the circles. 6:20 to play in the ball game. Now Jessica Howard with it. Gives to Jennifer Markley between the circles. Now this is Ty Peachy with it in the paint to Myra. Turnaround is up and blocked by Decker. Well, Myra's taking it right at her. And now a foul called on Myra. Well, I'm not sure about that one. After the block, they called Myra for a reach.
Well, Jess goes over and consoles her, gives Myra a little pat on the back saying basically, hey, there's not much you can do.
In for the Streaks, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Nelson, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, and Jamie Johnson. 6:10 to play in the ballgame, 76-35. Shouldn't it have been continuous clock?
No, conference game, no running clock.
Okay, I kind of wondered about that. Charlay Newman with it, left baseline. Now Harris left wing, out between the circles. It goes to Romeo, right wing. This is Gradle. Back to Harris out high on the left side. In the paint goes to Decker, turns around. Baby hook is up good, and one. That was a nice move.
Strength inside.
Wow. Foul went against Jamie Johnson. And that is her third foul. Alyssa Decker with a nice power move. The baby hook there got it up and in. She's only got 6 points on the night. She hasn't played all that much. Free throw up and good. She's got 7 now.
She had 17 at our place.
They get 79-35. You also, like you mentioned, we didn't have Bush playing in that game, so she's seen a lot of the playing time in the post. Now, three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Sarah Nelson, and a foul.
Push in the back, yeah.
Gradle called for the foul, and that's her fourth, I believe.
Well, maybe we'll foul her out.
Yep, that is the fourth. And now the 15 foul on Moline here in the second half. Sarah Nelson inbound, and it comes to Paige Klink, left wing. Paige on the dribble. To the free throw line, kicks out to Maddie Boyer, right wing, right baseline, Jamie Johnson, drives baseline, pulls back out, gets to Maddie Boyer, right wing. Maddie hands off to Jamie, she'll penetrate, stops, kicks out to Paige Klink, out high right side, fires a three, short, rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson in the paint, running hook up, blocked by Decker, and the Streaks will have it back on their own right baseline. Evan Massey wanted some contact on that one. I think maybe there was a hand on Jamie. It looked like she got pushed a little bit on that one because she started to go straight up and ended up kind of floating sideways through the air.
Yeah, but again, an aggressive move. And with all the blocks that have been handed out here, especially in the second half, the Streaks still being aggressive, taking it to them. I'd like to see a few more shot fakes, but there's another block.
Another block. Sarah Baker on the right baseline, and Decker gets that one as well. Back in Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Jessica Lieber, Mickey Rodriguez, and Shelby Pacheco. 5:22 to play. And it looks like that'll probably be all for Harris and also Decker tonight. As Bush is back in, Smith back in, Kozlerich is in, also Giever back in, and checking in for the first time, Tiana McCormick, a 5'9 sophomore. Streaks with the basketball, knocked away on the left baseline. Megan Young will inbound, 5:17 to play in the game, 79-35, Streaks trail.
Jessica Lieber just missed that three from the corner, the far side corner.
Now Lieber has it out high on the left side. On the
good
dribble.
Move.
Nice spin move. Goes down in the right side. Gets it up off the glass. No, but she got fouled, and it was, is it McCormick?
Yeah, I think Tiana McCormick's going to call for this one.
Yep, goes against McCormick. That's her first.
Well, she's been in there for 15 seconds, and she's in the scorebook now.
So Jessica Lieber goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. First one is up and good with 5:11 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 79-36.
This one really wasn't a contest ever. Not much doubt.
Nope.
From opening tip. Just came out. And Moline just came out on fire.
Second shot good as well. Make it 79-37. This is Smith behind the back. Dribble across midcourt. Left of the center circle. Gets it out high left side to Giever. Giever runs it right. Now goes to the right baseline. Kozlarts now to Bush on the block right side. Gets it up off the glass and in. So Bush, that's her first basket of the second half. She's got 15. And
not exactly sure why Miranda Giever was pressing there, and
yeah,
she commits the foul. I don't know if she's had a chance to look at the scoreboard, but
Jessica Lieber goes back to the other way with a chance of the one and bonus for the Streaks. And also, you kind of wonder, he took out
Decker and Harris. But he's still got Smith and Bush and Kozlarich
and Giever. So three starters in there still. Now a steal by Megan Young after the missed free throw. Stole the outlet pass. Megan lays it up and in. She's got four. Make it 81-39. Long down court pass. This is Giever. Left baseline. Stops. 10-footers up. No good. Rebound to Smith. Smith leans in, shot blocked by Shelby Pacheco. Smith gets it back again, blocked again, and now a foul's going to be called. Well, there was three black, maybe four black shirts there, and this one is called on Shelby Pacheco. Tell you what, Smith is she's a tough one in there, man. She goes after it.
Yeah, she has been getting after nine rebounds as well, and I have her for five offensive boards.
Another matchup I'd like to see, Smith in there against the what was the young lady from, I think it was it Abby Schmidt, the one that's going to play lacrosse at Duke?
No, it was the other guard.
Quirk, Molly Quirk.
Quirk,
yeah.
Yes.
That would be an interesting matchup, the way this young lady plays.
They both very physical guards.
Smith, free throw is up and good.
82-39.
4:27 to play in the ballgame. Back in, Ty Peachy, Jennifer Markley, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins. Jess with a long three-pointer from the right side is good. That's her third of the ball game. Make it 82-42. Now a steal by Jennifer Markley on the press. Ty Peachy has her pass blocked away by Bush. Bush brings it down the left side, lays it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound to Giever off the glass, no, but a foul is going to be called on Ty Peachy. Yeah, Ty came down against full court press, tried to throw the pass over the top against Bush, and you might as well have I don't know who in there, Shaq or somebody, because you're not going to get that pass over the top in that case.
No, not at all. And I'm actually kind of surprised they called the foul there, though. Giever, although she missed the shot and there was contact, there wasn't a substantial amount of contact. And with a lopsided score like this, sometimes you see some of that contact let go.
In for the Maroons, Jordan De Los Reyes, a 5'7 freshman, as she replaces Smith. Second free throw is up and good for Giever. Jennifer Markley tried to get it underneath to Myra. Knocked away. Myra ran it down. Got to Jessica Howard. Now right wing. Ty Peachy fires the three. Off the back iron. No. Rebound run down by Jessica Howard. She'll stop and fire the three. Got fouled on it. No call. But the shot is up and good. Her arm got knocked sideways. I can't believe they didn't call that one. So Jess hits her fourth of the game and make it 83-45.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Lock your keys in your car? Have engine trouble? Or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
This is Brian Barnhart, the voice of the Illini. Next up for the Illini in the Big Ten, it's Illinois and Ohio State. We'll bring you all the action starting at 11:30 Sunday morning on WGIL.
Back at Wharton Fieldhouse, 3:28 playing the ballgame. Streaks trail 85-47. This is Kozlarić, fires from the left wing, three-pointer up and no good. Rebound Jamie Johnson, gives to Paige Klink. Also Sarah Nelson, Maddie Boyer, Emma Junk in for the streak. Sam Galesburg throws it away. The outlet pass over the outstretched arms of Maddie Boyer with 3:16 to play.
Well, the streak's just playing out the string here, but still playing hard. A nice job right there by Jamie Johnson getting some offense or defensive rebounding position and able to pull that one in. Unfortunately, the streak's still making some sloppy passes, but Moline's defensive intensity really hasn't dropped, even though they're up by so much.
Because Larch on the left wing with it gets it to McCormick on the block. Turn around 10-footer, no good. Sarah Nelson tips the rebound to Emma Junk. Emma outlet to Jamie Johnson. Under 3 minutes to play. Jamie Johnson on the run. Stops, gives to Sarah Nelson on the left wing. She'll fire the three. It's long. Rebound comes down to McCormick. Outlets to Kozlarić running the floor. Down on the left baseline. Knocked away from behind by Sarah Nelson. Nice hustle by Sarah to knock that one away. And Moline will have it. Checking back in for Galesburg. Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Lieber. 2:45 to play in the ball game. In for the Maroons is Emily Knight, a 5'3 freshman. Still got Bush on the floor. Still have Romeo on the floor as well for the Maroons. Inbound pass knocked away by Megan Young. Finally run down by the Maroons, and Romeo has it on the left baseline, and she had to throw it off the ankle of Mickey Rodriguez as she couldn't get a real good handle on it.
Yeah, kind of surprised that he does still have Decker out there. And
Decker's back in now.
Decker and
Romeo now.
Yep.
So Decker down with a rebound on the missed shot. Turn around right to handers, in and out, no good. Rebound to Romeo. Now this is De Los Reyes with it. And a travel called on De Los Reyes. And the streets get it back with 2:28 to play. Yeah, I thought that Decker, the senior, had gotten her curtain call already. And then he put her back in.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to do it individually now. I don't know.
It looks like Erica Leader's coming in. And she was injured the last time we saw these teams. Or this team.
Jessica Lieber drives in. Shot blocked. And Decker called for the foul. Maroon fans don't like it. May have gotten her with a body. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't understand why she's still in there playing either. So he was. Maybe that's why he made the call. I don't know. I couldn't tell if there was any contact.
It was the far side. It looked like it might have been a clean block, but I agree with you. Sometimes the officials like making a point, and she's going to come out now as Leader comes back or comes in. I don't think she's been in at all.
No. So actually, they have it on. On mine, they have this listed as Morgan Gerard, a 5'4 freshman.
Maybe Leader's done then.
Jessica Lieber hits both free throws. They get 85-48. Pass knocked away midcourt by Sarah Baker. 2:12 to play in the ball game.
Yeah, it is. Morgan Gerard, you're right. Wow. Last time we played this team, I swear that it was Erica Leader's still in there.
Yeah. So freshmen and sophomores down there for the Maroons. Shot blocked by Sarah Baker. Sarah down with a rebound and carried it. No call. Lost a handle on it. Now picking it up is Emily Knight. And she is fouled by, I believe, Shelby Pacheco. Yep, Shelby picks up the foul. That is her fourth. And we'll walk it back this way as with a chance to win a bonus, it'll be Emily Knight, a 5'3 freshman, back in.
The Moline fans are screaming for the seniors to go back, and they must not understand the whole point of this here.
Yeah, I guess apparently not. See who is. There are two female parents, actually three female parents standing up. They obviously don't understand senior night.
I don't know if the one in the purple is a parent of one of these kids or the baby she's holding. She looks like she might be student age.
Gee whiz. First free throw up and good. Second one up and good as well. Oh, now he is. Are you kidding me? He's going to put seniors back in.
Well, he might be putting them in just to check them back out. Yeah. Hopefully that's what he's doing.
How many times, because Decker's going back in, how many times does she have to check out and get her curtain call? Ty Peachy, Jennifer Markley, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins in for the streaks. Myra with it, gives to Katarina Mangieri, left wing, three-pointer up, partially blocked, rebound to Jennifer Markley, kicks out to Kat, dribbles left, gives to Ty Peachy on the left wing. Ty dribbles left, spins into the paint, and gets fouled by McCormick. So Ty Peachy goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Well, right. I don't like this practice right here, and I don't think I've ever seen this before. Usually when you come out, that's the time for the curtain call, but it looks like they're going to give them another opportunity.
Plus, they played an awful long time for as much as they were up anyway. So who comes back out? We got seniors. We've got Gradle, Decker, Newman, Giever, and Kozlerich with 1:33 to play. First free throw for Ty was up and good. She'll get the bonus.
I thought he'd take him right back out, but he doesn't have anybody up at the scorer's table.
Evan Massey kind of looking down that way towards Steve Ford. Second free throw no good. Now Kozlerich runs it down left side. And this is one of those, if the Streaks weren't a team that had class, that girl probably would have gotten undercut on that layup. Now quickly back the other way, Myra Diggins with a layup of her own. He's got seven. Okay, and now he's going to take him back out. I still don't understand. Got their curtain call, each one of them, because some idiot fans are yelling. Now the same fans are going to stand up and yell, not understand. 30-second timeout called. Yeah. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games all season long. Last couple of games, got to drive this nice red 2010 Nissan Xterra, the original off-road SUV. It's fun to drive on the road as well. 1.9% financing for 60 months. Test drive one tomorrow. Check this one out tomorrow. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Great vehicle. Shift on the fly, 4x4. Really, really nice vehicle. Check out the 2010 Nissan Xterra, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. 1:11 to play in the ball game. Romeo with it. Now gives to McCormick on the blocks. Right side. This is Knight. Gets it down inside to Gerard. She puts it up and in. Her first basket, 91-51. Jamie Johnson, top of the key. Gives to Sarah Nelson. Now it's Paige Klink. Also Maddie Boyer. Emma Junk on the floor for the Streaks. Maddie Boyer drives into the paint. Lays it up off the glass. Can't hit Emma Junk with a rebound. Oh, are you kidding me? They're going to call a foul on that.
Well, and on top of it, the foul came like 30 seconds after the shot was taken.
Yeah, Emma Junk had the rebound, was getting ready for the putback. The whistle blew then, and they're sending Maddie Boyer to the free throw line. So Maddie with two shots at it, 49.3 to play. First shot is up and good. She's got 3 points. As Jessica Lieber checks in for Paige Klink, Jennifer Markley comes in and replaces Jamie Johnson. 49.3 to play. Megan Young also going to check in for the Streaks. Maddie eyes a second. It is up and good. So Maddie 4-for-4 from the line, and Megan Young will replace Maddie Boyer. 49.3 to play in the ballgame, 91-53. Streaks trail. This is De Los Reyes inbounds to Romeo, and she's fouled along the sideline. It's going to go against Jessica Lieber.
Calling bump fouls at this point of the game, but
with 45.8 to play. Now a couple other Maroons getting ready to check in. Emily Thomas, a 5'10 freshman, and Jordan Myers, a 5'8 sophomore. First free throw for Romeo is up and good. Make it 92-53. McCormick checks out, as does De Los Reyes. 45.8 to play. The Maroons will move to 28-1 on the year. Streaks will fall to 17-13. Final regular season game for both teams. Second free throw up and good as well.
Kind of surprised we didn't see more of Charlie Newman, and she doesn't get a whole heck of a lot of playing time, and this is her senior night.
Yeah, one of the seniors, since they were trying to get her a shot, she took a bunch of them, couldn't get one to fall as the Streaks turn it over. And back on the left baseline, shot is up and good for Morgan Gerard.
She's got a decent-looking shot.
Yeah. Megan, 95-53, 19 seconds play. Their fans are actually yelling for them to foul to stop the clock. Are you kidding me? Because they want to try to get 100?
If I were the Streaks, I would just hold the ball.
Streaks turn it over.
Don't give them the opportunity.
This is Knight with it. Now in the paint. Shot is up and partially blocked. Rebound to Sarah Nelson. 2 seconds to play. Ball stolen away by Knight. Puts it up off the glass at the buzzer. And the final score, the Moline Maroons defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks 97-53. Well, regular season all over. We head into regional play, and we're not going to see any teams that play like this in the regional or the sectional. That's the good news. In fact, you know what? even if the Streaks were to get to the Final Four, I don't know that you would see a team this good in Class 3A this year.
No, you're probably right. There probably aren't any that are this athletic. Maybe if you did get down there, there might be some that have at least the athleticism, but I don't know if you would see a complete team. You got to remember, these girls have been playing together, some of them for 4 years now, but even the juniors on this team, you know, have been starters since freshman year. So that's continuity that you don't see very often.
Final score, 97-53. Moline with the victory in the final regular season game. We will come back with our post-game show. We'll talk about this one, run down our post-game stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and also name our Dave's Automatic Crunch Time player of the game. 97-53 to final. Moline the winner. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
I love that sound. I'm ready to escape these walls. And the words, "we need to pick up a few things," can only mean a trip to one place. Thorne's Pets and Supplies. I've heard they now carry grillers. Cowhide Rawhide Grilled in Chicago. It's gotta be tasty. And I just gotta check out the coats. And I really want a pair of boots. Sure would make these quick trips outside easier.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
McDonald's new Bacon and Cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom No. 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown, has 0% financing on most models, large rebates to kick the year off right, and new vehicles arriving daily. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Blinker.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today, 343-2428.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service at 929 North Henderson Street, where they're collecting non-perishable items for a local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, cloudy skies, low around 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of snow, high of 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy, slight chance of snow, low of 18. And Saturday, cloudy, with a 30% chance of snow in the afternoon, high of 29 and a low around 18. Currently, it is 18 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
With final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Wharton Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall in their final regular season game, 97-53 the final, as Moline comes out with the win tonight. The Maroons now 28-1. They finish the conference season with a 9-1 record. Streaks finish the regular season 17-13 and 3-7 in the Western Big Six. Well, a game that was really just from the outset, as you mentioned, Eric, just really it was all Moline from the get-go in this one.
Yeah, it was, and that what's unfortunate is once you get out to a slow start against a team like this, it's tough to recover, and that's exactly what we saw in this one. The Streaks got off to a slow start, weren't able to get back in the groove of things, and ended up with such a large deficit they just were not able to overcome it.
Glad to have you along on the postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. 97-53 the final. Galesburg sophomores came out with a win tonight to end the regular season. 66-65 was the final. The sophomores get their victory tonight. Coming up tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys back in action. They'll play host to the United Township Panthers at John Thiel Gym. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will bring you the action, 7:06 for the pregame, and a 7:30 scheduled tip-off tomorrow night here on WGIL and WGIL.com. And then coming up on Sunday, Fighting Illini basketball. The Illini take on the Ohio State Buckeyes. That'll be an 11:30 start for the pregame coming up this Sunday. As the Galesburg High girls head into regional play, they'll host a regional at John Thiel Gym. There will be one game Monday night, as it'll be the 4 and 5 seeds playing. Rock Island takes on Dixon. That'll be a 7:30 game on Monday night. Of course, they'll do the three-point shootout prior to that. And then coming up Tuesday night, Sterling, the top seed, takes on the winner of the Rocky-Dixon game, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks will open postseason play Tuesday night. A scheduled 8 o'clock tip-off, which means we'll take the air around 7:40 as the Streaks will take on the two-seed Geneseo Maple Leafs coming up next week. So, Not a great way to end the regular season, but, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect coming in tonight. We knew how good this Moline team was. You just hoped that the Streaks would come out and play well, and you never know what can happen. But like you said, came out a little bit flat, and this team is just so good. There are some teams you can recover against if you come out flat, but this isn't one of them. Once you get down, you're in trouble.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing is there's a lot of emotion riding high in this one, based on the fact that it was senior night, yeah, and the seniors, you know, wanted a big win to go out on, and we saw them get plenty of playing time, and they came out and they all played hard, and the defensive intensity and the athleticism just was too much for the Streaks to overcome.
Here on the postgame show, Streaks fall 97-53. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Join WGIL for updates from the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Sponsored by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Coverage begins tomorrow on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Back here at Warren Fieldhouse, Moline, Illinois. Tom Erdith and Eric Gibson. Final score once again, 97-53. The Maroons defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Final game of the regular season. Glad to have you along on the postgame show brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Coming up, we'll run down our final stats. Also, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up in just a couple of minutes here as well. And we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe we'll just go ahead and get a start on our post-game stats brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Scoring-wise for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, just one player in double figures. They were led by Jessica Howard with 14 points. She hit 4 3-pointers. She was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points for Shelby Pacheco on 4 baskets. 5 points for Ty Peachy on a basket and 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 4 points for Maddie Boyer on 4 for 4 from the line. 3 for Mickey Rodriguez on a three-pointer. 3 for Katarina Mangieri on a 3. 2 for Jamie Johnson. 4 for Megan Young. 4 for Jessica Lieber. 7 for Myra Diggins. Let's, right now chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And that's brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. And, Coach, tough night tonight. They came out, obviously, always an emotional night when it's a senior night, the final home game. And this is a team, they just came out with a whole lot of energy, especially defensively.
Yeah, I mean, the tone was set right off the bat of, you know, it was disappointing, I think, little things for us of, you know, you look at the score at the end of the first quarter and you say, well, man, it's just you're totally dominated. But it's lots of little things that add up. If you look the jump ball, that's a play they ran against us the first time. We said how we need to defend it. And not only did we give up the layup, but we gave up a three-point play. In the first quarter, they had sideline out-of-bounds play, and we only worked on defending one of their sideline out-of-bounds plays. And they scored twice on it, and one of them was a three-point play with it. And so you look at, you know, that seems like minor things, but right there, you know, that's 8 points in the first quarter, and that makes a big difference.
Well, and this is the kind of team that you don't want to make mistakes against, and granted, they played very good defense and forced some turnovers, but you also, early on there was some unforced turnovers, some bad passes, and those are the kind of things you can't afford to do against this kind of team.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a smorgasbord. Where do we want to start with where we failed? But, you know, because the obvious is you look at just their dominance with things. And, you know, we in that situation, we're not going to get rebounds. But what we've got to do is get some over-the-back calls, and we don't get those at all. But I agree with you totally. In the first half, they came out and they totally took us out of anything that we work on offensively. That we had, I would say, that, you know, the turnovers are ones I'd describe as turnovers where what we wanted to do, we were being pressured, and we simply wanted to get rid of the basketball. And so it was a pass out of convenience just to get rid of it. And if the person was kind of partway open, we went ahead and threw it. And you know, that's a tough thing. And you know, for us, we've got certain ways that we like in the you start the first quarter, we have a set play that we're all going to run each shift and stuff. And the one shift went in, and in something like three times through, they never ended up got organized and ran what they wanted, and we didn't have anything. So it was their, you know, credit to their pressure. I think we cracked under their pressure early, and that got us completely out of the game.
Well, and you know, we
how many total turnovers? I haven't seen our stats. Did you guys have us for?
I only had you guys for 23. So
you didn't keep track well, did you?
Well, you know, and
he got carried away. Yeah. Game. Okay,
it was a little bit hard to keep up with at times. You know, you got it. This is a team; they're just a very good basketball team. We talked about it, you know, coming into these last six games of the season. We talked about over and over again how good all these teams were, and you know, we saw it Saturday, we saw it today. You don't, you know, when you guys get into the postseason, you're not going to see teams this long, this athletic, this quick. You know, just they're just a dominant.
Well, I'll go on right. If we do, we're going to be pretty far down the tournament trail.
Exactly.
If we do,
yeah.
But yeah, and you know, and it's a tough thing of you know, like right now of with this game is what you know. You can't at this point in the year, you know, go nuts on the kids with things and then turn around to try and regroup. But I think we've got smart kids. We've got kids that are willing to work hard. And I've got confidence that they'll come back on, you know, tomorrow we'll get started and we've got about 4 days to get ready for Geneseo. That, you know, maybe, you know, I would not have wished this on them and I didn't want to wish it on myself either. But, you know, maybe it's something we can put a positive spin and say, you know, let's use this as something to get us a little bit ticked off and get going. Because, you know, this was a game where, you know, I understand with the style that we play, we've got to accept up and down and stuff. Yeah. But I thought that the pedal stayed down a little longer than I was comfortable with, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, and hopefully, like I said, they'll be able to recover mentally. And obviously that's the good thing. They know going in that, you know, if they come out and give the effort that they've got a really good shot at having a regional title on their own home floor. But it's out there just playing the good, solid kind of basketball you played throughout the year, and especially in the second half of the year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we can, you know, history has shown where now tomorrow we'll have all of those sophomore kids full practice with us. It changes the practice intensity. Every year it does that. What we can do is we can have some good practices this weekend, and not good practices from the standpoint of, oh, we've got to put new stuff in and we've got it, but just what we got to do. We've got to end up have some repetitions doing the things that are successful, and you know, it sounds stupid, but like one of the things we'll do is just a simple interception drill where the pass is telegraphed, they cut in and they catch it. The experience and feel that success over and over and over. And that's what we got to kind of do is get back, you know, feeling some confidence in what we're doing.
Well, I know you said in the pregame you've had a chance that you've worked against some Geneseo stuff the past few practices. And obviously they come in as the 2 seed. Probably haven't seen the kind of competition if you have, but obviously they've got a good team, though.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do, definitely, with that. But, you know, what's good is with our kids, the style that we're playing, you know, we don't spend a lot of time on scouting report. We'll tell them what the team's going to play defensively. We identify who their three-point shooters are. And then I can just kind of make up things and say, you know, here's what you need to do of whatever our emphasis is with things. But they, you know, with Geneseo, it's going to be what we've the last couple weeks invested some time on Geneseo and Sterling, and hopefully it's something that'll pay off, and the kids don't know who they're working on, so they just come out and play. And hopefully we're at home. Hopefully we get a little bit of comfort and, you know, have a better showing.
Coach, thank you very much. We'll see you on Tuesday night.
Thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. We'll come back and we'll finish wrapping up our final stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Attorney Pam Wilcox of Robertson Wilcox & Statham.
So many things happen to people that sometimes are beyond their control. They aren't, quote, bad people. They get into circumstances that all of a sudden there's no way out. I represent people not just from Knox County, but from 7 or 8 counties. And most of the time, the folks I see struggle for years before they make the decision to try to file bankruptcy to get out of their circumstances.
Robertson Wilcox & Statham, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team welcomes United Township to Thiel Gymnasium for a Western Big Six clash tomorrow night. Pregame coverage begins at 7:06 on WGIL.
Becker on the postgame show. Spreaks fall 97-53. Final regular season game for both teams tonight. The Moline Maroons come out with a win. As we were running down our postgame stats, brought to you by Bill Buss Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Scoring-wise, Mickey Rodriguez, 3 for the Streaks on a three-pointer. Katarina Mangieri with a 3. 2 for Jamie Johnson, 4 for Megan Young, 4 for Jessica Lieber on 4 for 5 from the line. 7 points for Myra Diggins on basket and or actually 3 baskets. And 1 for 1 from the free throw line. For Moline, they were led by Markeisha Harris with 18 points, 11 for Emily Kozlarich, 16 for Amanda Smith, 10 for Miranda Giever, 15 for Brittany Bush, 6 for Kylie Romeo, 2 for Tiana McCormick, 2 for Emily Knight, 6 for Morgan Girard off the bench, 11 for 18 from the line for the Maroons.
Well, we talked at halftime, and it still holds true. Rebounding and shooting were the big differences here on the game. The Streaks 11 for 33 inside the arc, 6 for 40 from distance, good for 23% from the field. You're not going to win with that. And obviously they want to shoot for 30% from the three-point arc. They were only 6 of 40, which is good for only 15%. On the other side of the coin, Moline just shot the lights out, 44 for 70 from two-point range. 0 for 6 from distance, good for 58% from the field at a total. We then look at the rebounding. Streaks route rebounded 45-35, and realistically a lot of those rebounds came at the end when, you know, Moline was slowing things down a little bit and didn't have the starters in there. Offensive rebounding, the Streaks actually out-rebounded the Maroons offensively 21-18, but turnovers, I had 23-17. Now, Coach thinks I missed a few, but which is very well possible. At the end of the game there, things were moving back and forth pretty quickly.
Yeah, I even missed points, I think.
Yeah, so exactly. So ultimately, I just another tough game for the Streaks. And this Moline team, you're going to have tough games just about every time. But
yeah.
The good thing is they're graduating 6 of these players, and most of those 6 are regulars. So the only one, Charlie Newman, is the only one that doesn't see a whole lot of time on the norm.
Well, the final once again 97-53. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And it's kind of tough in a game like this, but there was a young lady out there who was she's very athletic, but kind of undersized for her position, and just got some shots blocked, but kept fighting, kept going after it, got some rebounds, got to the free throw line, and didn't have a great night from the field necessarily, but a lot of that was because she's in there against 6'6", 5'11", and players that that could really jump. But still, we both thought she, this young lady, did a really nice job in there of kind of fighting and playing hard.
Yeah, and that would be Myra Diggins. A good job just toughing things out. She got a lot more playing time, and it might be a sign of things to come here in the regional with the amount of playing time she's getting. She finished with 7 points, 6 rebounds. 4 of those were offensive rebounds, so she definitely got after it. 1 of 1 from the line. Now, she was only 3 of 10 from the field, but realistically about 5 or 6 of those were just blocked shots. She just didn't have the size inside to deal with Brittany Bush and Markeisha Harris and Alyssa Decker, but she stayed after, kept a lot of balls alive on the inside, and gave the Streaks a little bit more athleticism down low.
So Myra Diggins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Well, that wraps it up for the regular season. I want to thank Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They've provided our transportation all season long for road games, and hopefully they'll be doing that for at least one more, and maybe a nice trip to La Salle, Peru in a couple of weeks.
Oh, balmy La Salle, Peru.
Oh, beautiful this time of year. So hopefully that'll be the case, but once again, you know, not the way you want to end it, but still 17 and 13 for the Streaks, and a couple of those games that they were in and had some shots at it. But you know what? I'll take our chances in the regional, especially playing at John Thiel Gym.
Yeah, and if we could have had some more games under our belts before we started the conference season, I guarantee you could have probably added another 2, maybe 3 wins into the conference schedule as well. And then you're talking about a little bit different of a team. You know, and the record doesn't look too great, 3-7 in the conference, but, you know, you look at the possibility that maybe you win three of those if you had a second shot right. at them, just because the system was still new at that point.
Well, that is it. We'll be back and do it again next Tuesday night. Regional action from John Thiel Gymnasium when the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Geneseo Maple Leafs. It'll be the night game, the late game, that's scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock. So we'll take the air somewhere around 7:40 next Tuesday night. Eric, thank you much. Appreciate your help. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully we get a lot of fans out. Bring your radios. You can listen at the game. It should be good, and it would be awesome, especially with the regionals at home, to be able to get a nice home court advantage and maybe be able to use that to propel this team to La Salle Peru into the sectional.
Final score, once again, 97-53. The Moline Maroons defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sophomores, a 66-65 winner. Thanks to our studio engineer, Chaz Pig, this evening. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arrota, saying good night from Moline.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.